is on the radio today. Turn it up, it's time to get on with the show. On 98.7 ESPN Radio.
And a good afternoon, everybody. This is indeed the Michael K. Show. Michael, Don, Peter, until 6:30. It is Wednesday, April 10th, 2024. So much to do.
Oh, it's
so
Wednesday.
So much to talk about. It's a would you Wednesday. I don't know if you know that.
I'm aware.
And I put a lot of effort into this. I think there's going to be some good ones. Yeah. I think you guys are going to be surprised. You'll be pleased. And it'll make you think. Which is what the show's about.
That's what we're trying to strive to do, is to think.
Every day. Make us think.
You know, we exercise our bodies, or at least we should, but do we exercise our minds? Let's ask that question.
I think I do, but I can't.
It's very deep of you, Don.
Oh, we know Michael does.
What? Exercise his mind?
Yeah.
I did some mind push-ups before I got here today.
Now, what does that look like?
I was going to say, we know he exercises his hands, but his mind, different story.
What does that mean?
Yeah, I'm not sure what you mean. I need more information, more detail, if you will.
It's all in the hands of the beholder.
Oh, is it?
Let's start off with the Knicks.
Yeah,
big win against the Bulls yesterday. Once again, Brunson is he's having the MVP season. I don't think he's going to win the MVP.
But it's an MVP season.
It's an MVP-level season. Mm-hmm. He's got to be in the top five. Tell me five players that are more valuable to their team than him. You got Jokic, right? He's incredibly valuable. Who else?
Tatum.
Thank you.
Edwards.
Yeah, and then Brunson gets thrown in.
Has to be.
It's so interesting. I don't know whether it's a New York bias or
Gilgeous Alexander.
That would probably be the next one.
Yeah, that's a really good one. Because you could say the same for Panarin with the Rangers. You know he's not going to win it. Because it's just those circumstances. They're just certain guys, the McDavids and the McKinnons and the Kucherovs, they're going to get more consideration. And it's kind of the same. But if you watch these two teams play, and I look at MVP in all sports, is where would the team be without this guy? So maybe it's not always the best player. It's just what they mean to the team. Can you tell me that anyone means more to their team than Brunson means to the Knicks, especially with Randle being out?
Last seven games, Don, he's averaging 38 points a game.
Yeah, I don't know how good that is, because somebody else is going to have to step up. But because once you get to the playoffs, I would think some of these really good defensive teams and good coaches are going to figure out a way to shut him down. Is Ananobi enough to be able to go out there and get points if they hold Jalen just down to, like, say, 25? Because look at the games
like
they win.
It'll be like what UConn did with Zach Edey. Let Jalen get his points and we'll hold everybody else down.
Because when you're getting those, listen, there's nothing wrong with scoring 25 points a game, Michael. That's outstanding. But for Brunson, that would be almost cutting his production almost in half. So where do the other points come from? But he has just been incredible, and it's captivating to watch. I mean, I was doing the Rangers last night, but we had the Nick Bulls game on, and he's putting on a show every night.
And, you know, they're obviously planning for him, every team, and they can't stop him. But we've talked about no Julius Randle, what it's going to mean. Well, there were some things that happened yesterday. Knicks won a game they had to win. The Bucks end up losing Giannis Antetokounmpo. There was some fear that it was an Achilles injury. It turns out the Achilles is intact, and it's just a calf injury. But calf injuries, I've said this forever, they take forever. They take forever, especially in a sport like basketball. In baseball, it takes forever. So you can imagine how long it's going to take for Giannis to get back at full strength. So in all likelihood, the Knicks have a chance to finish with the number 2 seed. So we should be celebrating, right? Well, if you really want to be a rational Knicks fan, I don't know if you want to finish with the 2 seed. I think it's better to finish with the 3 seed. If you finish with the 2 seed, there are two teams that you might play that I don't know if you want to play.
That's so true.
The Sixers with Embiid back, and the Heat, who are the Heat.
Right.
And you're going to get playoff Jimmy, and you have to go up against Eric Spoelstra.
That's
in the first round. So do you want to finish second or do you want to finish third?
And the Pacers, who don't play any defense, they just score.
Right.
So that just seems to be the better matchup, right? So it's sexy.
If they finish third, they would, and the season ended right now, they'd play the Pacers.
Now, it's still very much up in the air because the Sixers are only a game back of the Pacers, and and the Heat are right there too, so they could change. But if the season ended today, and everybody's got, what, about three games left to play?
Yep.
But you definitely would take the Pacers over the Sixers or the Heat.
The Sixers scare me with Embiid. They really do.
Why wouldn't they? Now, the Knicks have beaten them with Embiid, and we're not saying that they can't win, Michael, but...
It's a
tougher matchup. It's the same conversation I have about the Rangers and the Lightning. I'm not saying the Rangers can't be the Lightning. I'd pick the Rangers to be the Lightning, but when you want to try to make a long run, it would probably take 6-7 games to dispose of them, and while Carolina's playing whoever and they sweep in the first round, that's a distinct advantage. So if the Knicks have to play the Sixers, yeah, they can beat them, but what kind of disadvantage is that going to put them in the second round when they're probably have to go, you know, blow for blow with that team 6-7 games? They don't want to have to deal with that.
Now, if they finish fourth, they would play the Cavaliers. That's not a matchup I love either, but they beat the Cavaliers. The matchup that I would want the most, and you'll all laugh at me, is Orlando. Orlando's a newbie in this. They have a great player in Banchero, but I think the Knicks handle Orlando.
I
have the tiebreaker over Orlando, but I believe the Knicks are far better than Orlando.
No, I feel good about the Knicks against anybody, but if you're going to rate the possible first-round opponents, it's very interesting that I think they grade out better the higher you go up in the standings. I think the last team you want to have to play after having a phenomenal season and overcoming everything you had to overcome is having a best-of-seven series with the Miami Heat. Really? Thank you, sir. What did I do? What did I do wrong? When I was talking about a good coach, when I said good coach to figure out a plan to stop Brunson, the person I envisioned was Spoelstra. That's the face that popped into my head when we said good coach. What kind of first round draw would that be? And that's likely the 8 seed.
See, Miami's so smart because they don't put it all out there on the line during the season because it doesn't matter where they finish.
Well.
Because they'll take on anybody and couldn't beat anybody. And then with the Sixers, I don't think that this was any grand plan. Embiid got hurt. So they're not the same team without Joel Embiid. Now he's back, and he's healthy. And the other guys, I think they got better without him because they had to step up their game to just keep their head above water. So the Sixers are in a 7th or 8th seed. They're just not. They're more like a 2 or a 3 right. seed with Embiid.
But what I'll say to you, though, is that it's smart unless you end up losing to the Sixers in the play-in. Then your season's over. I mean, it's not ideal to have to go through the extra layer. But if they get out of it, and then you would say next would be the Sixers you wouldn't want to have to play. Well, they're the 7 seed.
Well, if you finish 7th or 8th, this is what you have to gamble with the Heat. Can you win one of two? You don't want to finish 9th or 10th because then it becomes a one-game season.
Yeah.
But 7th or 8th, you lose, okay, and then you play the winner of the 9-10 game. Mm-hmm. I think you've got a good chance if you're Miami to win one of two.
Yeah. But isn't it strange that the lower the seeding in the conference, the tougher the opponent?
Yeah, because of the injury to Embiid and the fact that Miami paces itself. The other night.
What's that? I'm sorry.
They got Hero back the other night, they're a good team.
They beat the Knicks without Hero last year.
Yep.
It's crazy.
Again, there's a reason you just don't want to play that team. It's just who they are. That is the team that they are. You want to avoid that at all costs.
And I thought they would win last year. I mean, remember I had that little bet with Griffin. I thought they'd run away with it.
You came through, right?
I believe so.
Yeah, no, he sent the hat.
Yeah.
And well, you didn't guarantee it, but you all but guaranteed it.
I all but guaranteed it.
You were all around the bullseye.
Yes. And I'm embarrassed about it.
Well, you should be. You were smart. There was a reason why you didn't actually say the word guarantee. But we knew what you were talking. You were very confident.
Well, I said that after they won the first round series, that the Knicks are going to the conference finals.
But when we asked you to guarantee it, you wouldn't do it.
I refuse because I'm gutless and I have no guts. That's what gutless is.
That was an interesting. Okay.
But you know the
very interesting.
Peter, because I like darts. I'm a big dart guy.
Okay.
So you
like darts, really?
You don't? It's fun.
Yeah, you can injure people, take an eye out.
What kind of darts do you play?
Wild darts are fun.
You know, you've got the green around and then the actual cork, the red. Michael was just hammering around the green. He just did not want to say guarantee because he's smart. But when you say they're moving on to the conference final, you're saying it without saying it.
Well, but then you ask me specifically. That's you're guaranteeing right. it. No, I don't guarantee those and things. That's why I can't guarantee it. Now, I would guarantee something that I have a role in, but if I have no role in it, why would I guarantee it? Now, I could make it happen if I have a role in it, but I'm not playing for the Heat. I refuse to guarantee things. Patrick Ewing should have never guaranteed things. And you know what? I think it's a mark against his legacy.
It became laughable. It's one of the first things you think of. Isn't that a shame?
Yes, and it's wrong. He shouldn't have done it. And he never learned his lesson. He kept doing it over. You should believe in your team.
But he was hoping that eventually he'd get it right and we'd remember the last one.
Yeah, because everybody wants to be Mark Messier. He guaranteed that Game 7. He ended up winning. So now he's a god.
Right.
But if you guarantee and you lose, you're a clod. It's just a couple of letters off. It rhymes. But do you want to be a god or a clod?
Right or wrong, it's going to be god one of the first things you think of, right? Patrick Ewing had an amazing collegiate and NBA career. One of the top 50 players of all time.
Oh, yeah.
First thing you think of is he couldn't nail any of his guarantees. Messier, that the first thing you think of is the guarantee. Jim Fossil, first thing you think of is the guarantee. Joe Namath, first thing you think of is the guarantee. Because they got it right.
It's a new game we're going to be playing. We're working it out now with the Parker brothers. It's actually going to be a board game, too. God or Claude? And I think you really want to be God. You don't want to be Claude.
I never heard Claude before.
You never heard the word Claude?
I don't think so.
Peter, never. You've experienced Claude, right?
Never have. I've experienced the word, perhaps, but I couldn't define it with a gun to my head. So.
Well, you know what? You don't need a gun to your head because we got the little Google here. Definition of clod. I think it's kind of a goofball.
That's C-L-O-D?
Yep.
You know, like a blood clod.
No.
That's a clot.
Oh.
Sorry.
Definition of clod. Here we go. Clod.
Go ahead.
Person often used as a general term of abuse. You're an insensitive clod, and I hope you fall and break your neck.
Oh, my God.
That's the example?
That's the example they give?
Yeah.
Is that like Webster's?
It's the dictionary on Google.
Oh.
Michael, I have now caught up and watched the series finale of Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Nailed it, didn't he?
It was really good. It really, really, really good. Hit on a multitude of levels. And I was... Did you finish yet?
Yes, I did.
I was so pleased that Richard Lewis is in the last scene.
Mm. Yeah.
I just thought that was wonderful. And did you guys have the thought, maybe this is obvious, so I apologize if this is like totally obvious and I'm just not that bright?
Probably that.
Is it me? Or did they sort of have that... I don't recall any other restaurant scenes with Larry, Jeff, Susie, and Leon. And it seemed interesting to me that in the last episode... they had that scene. I don't know, like the four of them, right? One woman, the three guys, all sitting at like a diner. I thought was super interesting. And Leon, the fact that he was watching the old Seinfelds and it kept coming up, it sort of made me realize there's one moment when, did you guys catch the spot when Leon's like, that Kramer, man, like, he's always in your house. You get, Jerry just has to put a revolving door on. I was like, Leon is Kramer.
Oh, yeah.
That never crossed my mind prior to this.
See, I thought you were going to say you thought it was like the final scene from The Sopranos where they start saying,
you don't know what happens.
Believing.
No, I just thought it was really, there were lots of little things. It wasn't just the obvious court scene at the end, the jail scene. It felt like there were lots of little things.
The whole thing mirrored Seinfeld's final episode, as we said, but it ended better because Jerry came and played the hero.
And of course they referenced it blatantly, sort of made fun of the fact that the Seinfeld finale wasn't good, even though Larry's fought that tooth and nail. But I think I was hit the most by the Richard Lewis piece of it. I love that he was in the final episode. He made it through the whole season. It was great, man. That season started rough. Me and Michael sat here after weeks one and two going, and he really got that thing back on the tracks. It ended up becoming a great season.
And it also is not, it's not closed. I mean, if he wants to come back, he can come back.
You mean the way the episode ended?
Yeah, it's not closed.
Yeah, but he's done. He's done. He meant it. He didn't do this hoopla for no reason.
I think it is done, but if he has an epiphany, he goes, I miss it.
Or I want to do one. you know, let me do a special. Yeah, he absolutely could, because essentially nothing happened.
Right. Although that woman is after him and she bought a gun.
That was an interesting thing they threw in there, yeah.
Yeah. So I thought, that, then I said, well, he's going to get shot at the end. It's going to be like,
yeah,
Dallas.
That's what I thought.
So tell me the truth.
Because it never went anywhere.
Yeah, I did. That did cross my mind too, exactly. And I was like, where did Richard's girlfriend go? But real quick, prior to this conversation, you guys had openly thought before Leon is Kramer? I had never thought that. And then when Leon started talking about Kramer, I went, oh my God, he showed up in Larry's house and never left.
I never thought of it that way, no.
Do you see it now, though?
Yeah, absolutely. And also, a lot of people are saying on social media, what a great series that would be, where Leon just breaks down every Seinfeld. And then Jerry's line, yeah, they're all on Blu-ray.
No, laser disc.
Yeah. He looked great, by the way.
He did. Well,
he's aging very well.
Well, yeah, he did.
Let his hair grow back.
Let it grow back?
Ooh.
It's an interesting way of putting that.
Allegation.
No, I just think he cut it really short and it grow back.
Michael, wow. I got to talk to you about the Tooth Fairy. We got to have a conversation.
What, you think that those are plugs or he's taking medicine?
Go look on Twitter.
Right.
There. Someone posted back to back. You know how when Fallon has guests, they always post the same sort of look for an image.
Right.
Someone showed like the one from 4 years ago and the one from like 4 months ago. He made a move. Now, I don't know. I can't tell you whether it was surgical or one of the great treatments we have, but a decision was made. I don't think it was let me let my hair grow out. I don't think he pulled a Don during COVID.
Maybe. He might have.
In the front? People don't let their hair grow out in front.
Whatever it is, it looked terrific.
He looks fantastic. He looked 49. He looked amazing.
And if you're looking for something with the Rangers, again, the Rangers get... I don't remember him ever talking maybe about hockey a little bit, but never specifically about the Rangers. Last two episodes... So is something going on?
I love that he referenced the 2004 collapse.
Yeah. Just Allison Janney was a nice get for the girlfriend too. They had some heavy hitters there at the end. That was a good episode.
And Greg Kinnear was great as the lawyer.
Perfect.
And wait, do you already reference the other guy?
Other guy,
right before Greg Kinnear?
No, I just said Allison Janney
and the judge.
Oh yeah, that's right. The
from
judge
Breaking Bad.
Breaking Bad. Yeah.
Yeah, I had no idea who he was.
That's unfortunate.
He was the brother-in-law.
Big character.
You know what I have in my hand right now?
If it's something I don't care about.
Peter.
it's tonight's Yankee starting lineup.
Well, it's kind of the same thing.
On 98.7 ESPN, brought to you by Bigelow Tea and Serta Pro Painters.
Michael, it serves the same purpose.
Everybody's getting what they want, Don. Everybody's getting what they want. You know who's leading off for the Yankees?
Wait a minute. Is it?
Yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah.
A little Anthony Volpe action?
Well, I don't know if you have to call him Little Anthony. He's not a rock star in the 50s. It's Anthony Volpe, shortstop.
I wasn't calling him Little. I was calling the action Little.
What? What?
I said Little Volpe action.
Oh. Juan Soto's in right field batting second. Aaron Judge in center field hitting third. Giancarlo Stanton, the DH, will clean up. Batting fifth, first baseman Anthony Rizzo. Gleyber Torres, who has not been hitting, he drops down to the number six spot at second base. Alex Verdugo, who started to hit, he's batting seventh, playing left field. John Birdie at third base will bat eighth, and batting ninth and catching, it's Jose Trevino. Marcus Stroman is going to pitch for the Yankees. That's tonight's Yankee starting lineup against the Marlins, brought to you by Bigelow Tea. Bigelow Tea, proud supporter of the Michael Kay Show and the official hot tea of the New York Yankees, and Serta Pro Painters. When choosing a painting professional for your home or business, the choice is simple. Choose happy. Choose Serta Pro Painters. Some bad news, though, Don and Peter, for Yankee fans. Some of them, I think, is bad news. Others, it's not a big deal.
Oh, no.
Game's on Prime today.
Well, who would think it's good news?
Well, people that have Prime.
Yeah, but the people who have Prime probably have Yes.
Right, so it doesn't impact them other than they use a different remote.
So the only people that... So there's no happy. It's just either you're upset or not impacted. That's why I don't understand. Like, why should I be excited it's on Prime?
I don't know. I can't tell you.
Because if you pulled the plug or whatever, they cut the cord.
Right.
You might have the Yes app.
Right.
So what's the difference? See, that's what I'm saying. I don't know. Explain it to me. Like, it was like, big news. There's an NFL game on Peacock. Well, who cares? Like, who are the people that
the
are
people
excited?
The people that care are the people that don't have it, is what I'm saying. Those are the people that care.
Right, but they make it seem like you should be excited. No one's excited. This is bad news.
I don't know if it's bad
news. You're in a tough spot. I am in no spot. So I'm going to tell you, when I find out my team's on an app, I'm disappointed. And I can have the app.
But and you're still disappointed.
Yeah, of course. It's either a nothing burger or you're disgusted. But when they promote it, they'll be like, oh, yeah, did you hear?
Who promotes it's gonna be it on like Prime. That? Who promotes it like that?
Whenever it's said, hey, Yankees on Prime.
Well you're putting it the exclamation point at the end of the sentence.
It should be all in lowercase. And the announcer should always go, by the way, Yankee game's on Prime.
Yeah, that's a good way to lose your job.
Well,
too,
who's
going to
lose
that?
You? Who's firing you? Prime?
You Prime?
Yes, and Prime or yes, and Amazon are co-owners of yes.
You're Michael K, man.
Yeah, okay.
Swing it.
You do realize that Marv Albert was fired, right?
Oh, you're going to put yourself up with Marv?
I'm not, but that's my point.
No. I don't mean you could put yourself up with Marv. You're an amazing announcer, but you're too well liked. They built a network around you. Well, you've got some sway, man.
Well, MSG was built around Marv. Now, the first time he was fired, it was for extenuating circumstances. The next time he was fired, he wasn't positive enough.
So you haven't even gotten to the first firing yet, and you're.
Well,
not
I
gonna,
hope I don't
and,
get to that
and,
one.
Right, and you're not going to ever get to that point for the first firing.
As far as you know, I will not.
I got to tell you, there's a lot of things that would shock me. That would shock me more than anything.
If that kind of stuff happened to me.
Yes.
You know what? If it did, it would shock me too. Let's go to the phones. And, you know, if we started with the Knicks, so that means we have to start with Spike. He has been conspicuously absent of late. Spike, what's going on?
That is not true, and you are in the pantheon of great announcers. You're right there with Marv.
Oh, stop.
When I'll tell you, no, I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to tell you why.
Please tell me why.
I'm 90% hoops, 10% baseball Yankees. And when Marv Albert's voice was heard, you knew it was an important game. And same for you. You did all those runs of championships, and you're right there, my friend. Trust me. At least in my eyes.
Marvin.
Peter, I know you're being, funny. I'm not even more of a Jace, but thank you, Spike.
No, it's the truth. Listen, I speak from having a lot of knowledge of younger people who, when I tell them I know you, it's like, it's just crazy.
But,
anyway.
I mean, but Marv is a national guy who also had the playoffs and finals. It's a tough spot. You're being very kind, but it's a tough spot because Marv, it's Marv.
Well, Peter, I'm speaking for myself. I'm not a national. I live in the New York, New Jersey area, and now in Florida. So Michael's important to me.
Thank you. You're important to me.
Wow,
Spike.
That's as close as Spike has ever gotten to snip.
To hot. I like it. You know what? I like it. That's a guy defending his guy.
I love you, Spike.
And I love you. I love you. Oh, I've been very fortunate and blessed in my life, and it's a long life, and I'm grateful. So here we go. Are we reliving 1994 again? I asked Anthony on the pre pickup. He wasn't even alive when the Rangers won. Messier had a hat trick, if I remember, in that one of those games. But then Patrick, when they tore the poster up and he made the guarantees, but he was one of these guys, really, that, his college and pro careers were both tremendous, really. Tremendous guy, just a little irascible or prickly, as you called them last time, Michael. He wasn't, his personality with Mike Jarvis, it goes a long way. But let me tell you what I see. You take the slide rule, the abacus out, looking at the brilliance of the NBA, what they've done with this play-in tournament. If I would have told you 5 years ago the Lakers and Golden State are 9-10 and can still get in, if I would have told you 39-year-old LeBron James has beaten Father Time in my eyes, just look at his stats, and Steph Curry is still great, and the three teams tied almost for the top of the West, and the Knicks, we're talking about who do you want to play? There's only one team I don't want to play. And, Peter, you know how I feel about you. I would rather play Boston than Miami.
It's really? Just
something.
I get it.
You get it? Something about Wiley, with the facts and going to Greece, and there's a lot of histrionics there. But this Knicks team is special, and maybe Jalen Brunson is the Reggie Jackson of free agents for the Knicks, because they play beautiful basketball. One more thing. How does Josh Hart get every loose ball?
Because he, you know what? He plays hard. He plays hard all the time. And thank you for those kind words. You know, the thing about Marv and everything, I got into what would be construed for us as a fight with Mike Breen. So we were texting each other, and I think I made a comment like, you know, the day I die, 2 weeks later, I'll be forgotten. And he said, what's wrong with you? Why do you say stuff like that? I said, that's just the way it is. It's not like I'm going to be, like, lionized. I'm a guy who did a nice job. I'm not an immortal.
Will you stop it?
It's true. Two weeks after death, I will not be thought of by anybody but my family.
Come on. I don't think a month goes by without me thinking about Bob Murphy. You're bigger than Bob Murphy.
No.
Sure.
No.
Sure.
I mean, Michael, you always go too far.
Yeah, you've gone too far.
You take a step too far. Yeah,
why is that too far?
Because, yes, you're not Marv. Okay, fine. But you are a very notable, beloved sportscaster.
Two weeks.
Come on.
So in week three, it'll be Michael who? What? Who is
it? It's not like they'll miss me. And they'll go, I might be missed. Well, first of all, I'll probably retire before I die. Well,
you having a separate conversation?
No, I don't know. I hear another voice.
Show's not keeping you entertained as well.
No, it's very entertaining today. And wait till we get to Would You Wednesday.
Oh, I can't wait.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's game time. Brought to you by Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey. Yankees wrap up their series at the Marlins tonight looking for the sweep. Marcus Stroman's on the mound. First pitch will be at 7:05 on Prime. Mets take on the Braves in Atlanta at 7:20. That's on SNY. And the Nets welcome the Raptors into Brooklyn at 7:30. And that baby is on Yes. That's Game Time, brought to you by Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey. Because when it's game time, it's Tully time. Tullamore Dew, the original triple distilled, triple blended, and triple cask matured Irish whiskey. Be sure to grab a Tullamore Dew or try the brand new Tullamore Dew Honey during tonight's action. Glasses up to enjoying Tullamore Dew responsibly. Let's take some phone calls. 1-800-919-3776. Tori in Brooklyn. Tori.
Hey, Michael, Don, Peter, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
Quick question. Good. I had two quick points. One main thing is about the Knicks, and this is coming from someone that's not a Knicks fan at all, but I was just in a debate with some of my buddies, and I've been telling them that it's hard to argue that Jalen Brunson hasn't been the best point guard in the NBA this season, because he really doesn't have another. His next best player right now is who? DiVincenzo, who I don't know. Was he picked in the first round, or Hart? But like they're not all stars at all.
All right, so let's look at some of the point guards. You think he's better than Halliburton?
Right now, yeah, he's playing better than Halliburton. And I'm not saying like over, but I'm saying playing better than. Yeah, I think he's playing better than Halliburton.
You think he's better than Steph Curry?
Right now, yeah.
Luka Doncic
is fighting to be in the play-in.
Luka,
yes. And that's who my friends say. They're saying Luka and SGA are playing better.
Those are the tough ones. Those are the two
toughest. How about Lillard?
I think he's playing better than Lillard, and here's the main reason: he sees all these double teams. Lillard has Giannis, so he's not getting as many double teams. Luka has Kyrie, so he's not seeing as many double teams. SGA has Home Grid and a couple of those other young guys. Who else is there to double on the Knicks besides Jalen Brunson? And once again, I'm not a Knicks fan. Like, I hope they lose. I could care less about them. I'm a Nets fan.
This is what makes this a great call, Don. This is why I'm enjoying it.
It's hard to argue that he's been that great. I mean, I'm not going to say you're wrong, Torrey. I mean, the fact that we can have the discussion tells you how great he's been.
And that's been my whole thing. So I just want to, at least I can get some credibility that at least the Michael K. Show agrees with me in that point. Go ahead.
I feel like when you're trying to win an MVP like Brunson is, it's almost like trying to become the number one team in college football when you weren't ranked at the start of the season. Like, you're at such a disadvantage because everyone goes in with their preconceived notions of all the other players. So a player like Brunson has to do so much extra work because he wasn't on the radar that early in the season. And if you watch him every day, I think we'd all share the same opinion that he should be up there.
What was your last point?
And I agree with you, Don. And the last point, and I don't know if you have talked about this before. I was busy, so I didn't listen yesterday. But the whole thing with Ohtani with that baseball with the fans, how is he getting away with this? Like, how is that okay? And how is that even allowed? Like, I don't understand how this got more of an uproar.
I think that was more, from what I know of it, and I'm not really totally immersed in it, Torrey, that more of a Dodger thing. And you could get away with anything if you can't get questioned about anything. He doesn't get questioned about anything. He has carte blanche to do what he wants. There are no ramifications, nothing. He does not get questioned. I was thinking about this, and we talked about this a lot the other day. Every big player in baseball, every star, Mookie Betts, Freddie Freeman, Aaron Judge, you name the biggest stars, Ronald Acuna Jr., Mike Trout, every one of them should say, we're not talking to the media. Then we'll see if Major League Baseball actually steps up and goes, well, it's part of people's contract. You have to talk to the media. Then why isn't it being enforced with Ohtani? Why do I have to spend my time talking to the media if he doesn't? And you know how I feel. Everybody should talk to the media because, in essence, that's how you talk to the fans. The fact that one guy gets away with it, every other big star in baseball should draw a line in the sand. If he's not talking, we're not talking. And then Major League Baseball, who will not be getting any publicity for their stars, they'll finally wake up and they'll force Ohtani to talk. It's not that hard to answer questions unless you don't have good answers.
Well, he's also going to play the whole, you know, because of the interpreter.
Yeah, but you know what? Matsui answer every day.
I know. Michael, you're 100% right, but if the Dodgers have his back, what are you supposed to do?
Well, that's when Major League Baseball has to step in. Well, he has to talk. He has to answer questions. I mean, forget about the gambling aspect. Forget about it. But it's hard to forget about that because that's a major, major point. How about as a player? What pitch did you hit?
But what could you do? Fine him? I'm sure that there's only so much money you can fine him per game, and the money he's making, and the Dodgers would probably have his back anyway.
But then every player that I name makes big money, and then they all could say, I'm not talking. I mean, what's going to stop these great players from saying, I'm not talking? You think these guys love talking to the media?
No.
So the one guy gets away with it, and nobody else does? It's insane. Peter, you have a choice. Right now, on a team right now, who's your point guard? Gilgeous Alexander, Doncic, or Brunson?
It's probably Doncic for me. I think he's the ultimate superstar of that group. Just I have more proof of it over a longer period of time. But I think it is a fair argument for anyone.
But see, we get caught in that when you're talking about the MVP, should the past matter? Should age matter? Should reputation matter? Or in that moment, who's the most important player?
I'll tell you what, Doncic is pretty important. Gilgeous-Alexander's pretty important.
No, they're all of it because they play an important position. And all those teams are where they are because of the play of those players. And again, we're going to be biased because we see Brunson every day. But my God, every single night, Michael, he's carrying this team, a wounded team, not just to the finish line, but maybe to the two seed in the conference.
It's amazing. He's been amazing. And you know, we've had this discussion before. In the history of New York sports, name a better free agent signing. Reggie was great. Catfish was great. Name a better one than this.
The only one in the only one right now that's in the ballpark is Panarin. Because he's fourth in the league in scoring, and you could say the same about him, what he's done for the Rangers and his 116 points. But the difference is there's other stars around Panarin. Now, what do the Knicks have? Who's the Knicks Zibanejad or Kreider or Fox or Trocheck? We're talking about DiVincenzo. He wasn't even here 5 minutes ago. Same thing with Hartenstein. I mean, we didn't look at these guys as saviors when the season started, and they've all been elevated. Hart, we knew what he could do when they traded for him last year, but not to this level. But really, none of those guys are stars.
Well, how about the history of New York sports?
Well, then you're talking Adam Graves, because his number's
Catfish,
in the rafters.
Catfish, Reggie. CeCe.
Oh, well, I came up with my list off the air. They call it the D list that they put up on social media.
D for John.
Yeah, that's right. Not D right. for significance, although there is confusion. You know who I had number one?
Who?
Kevin Mawai.
Well, you know what? It's hard to argue. He had a great career.
Hall of Famer. He doesn't go to the Hall of Fame based on what he did in Seattle before he got here. He didn't even go to a Pro Bowl. All of his Pro Bowls were with the Jets, but that's not sexy. He was a center. It's an offensive
Curtis
lineman.
Curtis Martin's a good free agent.
Yeah, Curtis Martin would be up there too. But we're looking at, and let's see what happens in the postseason. Same thing with Panarin too, because if they fall on their face in the postseason, it's not going to age very well. But right now, I mean, when I came up with the top five, Michael, it wasn't in the sense of the best, because Carlos Beltran was terrific.
Yep.
But exceeding expectations. Like, I don't think any Knicks fan in the world thought they'd get this from Brunson when they signed him.
I don't think the Knicks thought it.
You know, so that's what makes it so special. I mean, Panarin, maybe he's exceeded expectations, but not to the level that Brunson has.
And also, if you want to argue about the Luka stuff, Luka's not your traditional point guard. Brunson is.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because for a lot, you know, Kyrie's handling the ball, too. Luka's kind of like a hybrid. I mean, he's considered a point guard, but is he really a point guard? Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is a point guard. John Morant, if he's healthy, has to be considered. He's great. Trae Young is great.
Wasn't that long ago the Knicks didn't have a point guard? It was a dark black hole of trying to find somebody to play that position. Now they have somebody to play that position that's among the best in the league.
Amazing, and he's underpaid. Let's go to Mark in Charlotte. Mark.
Hey, fellas, how's it hanging?
Mark.
Okay. Very well.
All right, Mark, you're done, and it's ugly the way you were done, and I don't like the fact that you just slowed the show down. It sickens me.
Well, this was a really good start to the show. I'm not going to allow him to mess with it.
Anthony in Jersey City. Anthony.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Thanks for having me on. I have one quick Yankee point, and then I also have a would you for you, Michael, so I can kick off Would You Wednesday.
Okay.
The point that I want to make is really just watching this Yankees team. The thing that I feel like I'm most impressed with and the biggest Soto effect, I guess, is how they're able to extend innings. Like, the amount of times that I've seen two out walks, hits, RBIs. Like, I'm looking on Baseball Reference right now. The Yankees have scored 19 RBIs in 12 games with two outs. And a lot of times it's like Soto comes up with two outs, it's almost a 50% chance that you're going to get to Judge. So it just seems like a way different feel and mentality for this whole team, and I think that starts with Soto.
I agree. He's been everything you wanted and much, much more.
All right, so to my would you. So this is more like a would you rather not. So let's say you have to choose one of these, right? So would you rather have to kill a chicken every time you get into your car? So everybody will see it also. If you're in public, people will see you killing this chicken, and you have to do it every single time you step into your car. Mm-hmm. Or would you rather fight an orangutan to the death once a year?
Chicken.
You got to go with the chicken.
I mean, I can't beat an orangutan. And I love chicken, so I'll make chicken cutlets out of it.
Right, you can make it work.
Neither's ideal, because I think at some point you'll get arrested for all the chickens that you're killing just to get into your car.
And then I wouldn't get my car. But I would go around.
Right, you have alternatives, but I got to fight an orangutan to the death every year?
Right, as I get old, I'll be dead when I'm 70.
I don't think I'd make it the first one. You've seen the stories about these...
They'll rip your face
these
off.
Apes, yeah. That was imaginative. It's dark, scary.
Well, I've got some coming up in just a moment, but Peter, why don't you take us out?
I had to share just a couple of words before we go to break here. For anyone listening out there who's a hip-hop fan in New York, I'm sorry to be the one to deliver this news, but the iconic Mr. C has passed away. Just found that out. It's just sort of coming down the pike, and people are finding out. An amazing DJ, an amazing guy, a legend. Guys, Mr. C was not only a good friend of all of us at Hot 97 and the DJ community. He'd most recently been at 94.7 The Block. Mr. C was Big Daddy Kane's DJ. He is the man who discovered Notorious B.I.G. This is a man whose imprint on hip hop was just absolutely iconic and larger than life. And everyone in the hip hop world is sort of in shock here in New York City. An amazing DJ, an amazing, amazing man. I'm sure I'll have a lot more to say about it tomorrow morning because I'm still kind of just processing it. But from everyone here, I just want to say rest in peace to my friend, the legendary Mr. C. He was 57 years old.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN. It's uncomfortable.
No, I don't think I could.
Really? But she's total smoke show.
At times incriminating.
Well, hold on.
Let's not be rash.
Let's not be, Don, hold on, but don't answer yet.
And a Michael K. Show favorite.
Michael, you're such a child.
It's the Would Ya Game.
We play it off the air all the time.
We got a lot of good ones. Don and Peter, would you rather be really great at sports, maybe even a professional sports athlete, and just completely ugly, or be really handsome and not good at sports?
Oh, I'd be good at sports. I enjoy sports. It'd be fun.
Well, but you'd be so ugly.
Well, it depends how Don feels about his looks now. You know, if you already don't feel great about your looks.
I'm a decent sort, I think.
How ugly are we talking about?
Like, really ugly.
George Mirasan.
I don't want to name a person.
Give a name. I'm naming somebody. George Mirasan.
Name someone at the radio station.
Yeah, Mirasan.
Name somebody at the radio station? That's not right. I don't even
know. We have a pretty good looking radio.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
Actually,
Ray Rowe. Who would be in the conversation? Like, we already say no that, you know, Rick DiPietro's good looking, Alan Hahn's good looking,
Bart's good looking.
I think Gordon's underrated handsome. Especially
see
when
how you derailed
glasses.
The whole thing, Peter. Now we're off of Woodja, and we're talking about how people at the station are good looking.
Sorry.
So answer the question.
You'd be like really ugly?
Yeah. Like Sam Cassell ugly.
But Sam Cassell's not ugly.
Yeah, he was not good.
He was pretty bad, but he made
George
it
work. Foster.
He made it work.
George Foster.
No, what about what's his
George
face?
George Foster, if he just shaved the sideburns, he would have been fine.
Now, this is the last one, but what about the guy, what's his face, from the Bullets, who looked like an alien? He was on the Wizards, early 2000s.
Can't you just say okay. He's fugly, okay? You're great at sports and fugly, or handsome and not.
Don, Google ugliest basketball players. They'll come
oh
up.
My goodness.
So, I will say I'd rather, I guess I'd, if it means professional athlete, I will go with that. But hold on. What level professional? I have to be star athlete. It has to be enough. Don, it has to be enough that the athleticism compensates for the looks.
Are you off the bench on a good NBA team?
Nah, I'll go with good looking.
Would you rather hit the record, the rewind button? Would you rather have a rewind button for your life or a pause button?
I feel like I've heard this one before.
I never used it.
Peter?
We've had this conversation.
I'm rewinding.
I would rather.
But remember, if you rewind to like when your dad's alive, Don, then your children aren't here.
Didn't he do this one with us
exactly.
already? You're so lazy. You're such an embarrassment.
Well, I was strong.
You know what? Coming from you, that hurts because you know lazy and embarrassing.
That's a Chrissy. Thank you very much. I'd still go with. I'd go with pause. I'd go with pause. I want to take this moment right now.
All right. In a crisis, would you rather be the one who makes the decisions or follow someone else's lead?
You'd like to think that you'd want to make the decision, but that's a lot on you. Because if you're wrong, I think I'd lay out.
You want to follow?
Yeah. I'm being honest. Do you want that kind of guilt if you end up going down the wrong hallway?
Yeah, but what if you follow somebody who doesn't care about the guilt and
well, then
sends
at least
you down
somebody
the wrong
else
hallway.
To blame?
But then you'd be dead.
I'm going for myself. I trust myself. All right. I'm going to be John McClane. I got it.
All right, so here's another looks one. Would you rather be really good looking and a colossal bore? Or just average looking and really funny and everybody thinks you're the best?
I got to tell you, the latter gets the women.
I think good looking gets the women, too.
No.
I see some really handsome men with beautiful women, and I wouldn't want to spend a second with these guys.
Yeah, but you know what? I find there's more examples of somebody that is funny and charming and has a personality doing better than the opposite. I think women are attracted to other things besides the physical look.
See, it's not
look at every sitcom
Peter's
ever made.
Because he is the latter.
Every sitcom ever made, we always said, like, how do they make that work? Right?
I just fired a Scud hurtful missile.
I've heard it so many times.
All right, this is a tough one. I've got to set it up the right way.
Were you talking about Popeye Jones, Peter?
Yes. Thank you. Popeye Jones.
Would you rather have a relationship with your wife's best friend?
Always with this stuff.
And you get $250 million. Your wife never finds out. You know, and her friend knows. You get $250 million. Or not have a relationship with your wife's best friend, and you don't get $250.
I'm going to go with the latter, Michael. It's the only answer.
No, it's not. I would take the $250.
The guilt would just kill me.
Oh, stop it. $250 gets over a lot of guilt. $250 million.
It's double the guilt. Not only, it's actually triple. Not only did I cheat on my wife, I cheated on my wife with her best friend. I made $250 million and didn't tell her about it.
But,
I couldn't live with that guilt.
No, no. You'll be able to spend the money on her, make her life better.
But I can't tell her I have this money, and I can't tell her.
Oh no,
how
you can tell her you have the money.
But just not.
You can't tell her where you got it.
Oh, well then. But it's still, you're still double down on cheating.
No. You can say, listen, we really hit a lot of bonuses at ESPN. I'm doing well.
But I know. I'll know.
Oh, so what if you know?
Because I'm just telling you, that's what guilt is. I would know, and it would bother me.
Well, wouldn't you have guilt if you didn't take the $250 and set your kids up for life? All you have to do is sleep with somebody. What's wrong with you? It's just a physical act.
Peter?
It was something about hooking up with your wife's friend. I know the answer is no, I'm not doing that.
No, you didn't hear all of it. If you're not going to play, then just duck out, because it's not just that. I didn't say hooking up with your wife's friend. I said, would you hook up with your wife's best friend and get $250 million? Your wife would never know. Only her friend and you would know.
That's enough. I couldn't do it.
Man, come on.
That's the whole thing.
Jerks.
You wouldn't do it.
I would do it. I absolutely would do it.
Hold on.
$250 million?
But if your wife held hands with someone on a business trip, you'd kick her to the curb.
But that would be if I found out. She would never find out. I said that's part of the thing. She'd never find out.
Let me tell you something. It's not what you want. You would live in with it every... Let me tell you, $250 million is not worth the feeling that you would have if you're a good person when you, your wife, and the best friend are hanging out.
Yeah, so what?
So what?
You deal with it.
So what?
You might disagree, but you can't understand where we're coming
from. No. You're both stooges, clods. Every man out there would do the same thing. I mean, you're so virtuous. First of all, I'm not doing Would You Wednesday anymore because you're both liars. You will not say what you really feel because you don't want people to think poorly of you. I'm the only one who's honest here. Every man out there, even if they're happily married, would sleep with their wife's best friend to get $250 million, and your wife would never know. She would never be hurt. All you'd have to deal with is your guilt.
Yeah, well, I've done it before. Not a great time. No. I'm gonna go ahead and live my regular, mundane, decent Upper West Side life, Don, and live guilt free. I live with no guilt. It's the best life to live.
You live without $250 million too.
Who cares?
I'm doing it now.
You know what? When you do this might be point God. When you do something that requires a ton of guilt, like Don, you do something horrible, you would throw $250 million at it to fix it, but you can't. Because it already happened.
What guilt is it? Your wife would never know.
But that's how all cheating works. There are people listening right now.
No, the guilt isn't the thing that bothers you with cheating. It's the chance that you'll get caught.
No, you're saying that. I didn't say that. You said that, as an SNL skit once said. Sometimes Michael accidentally just opens the curtains to his soul, Don, and he just lets you look right in, doesn't he?
Yeah, it's dark.
Yeah, you know what? And it's real. Not phony like you two. Do your bat fitter, Ed. You sicken me.
Is that me or Don?
It's you.
Well, Michael, you're a great guy. And Peter Rosenberg here to tell you about Bath Fitter. They did my bath, did an incredible job. Customized it for my needs. Process easy. One expert installer. Done in a day. No demo. No mess. It's a permanent high-quality solution with a lifetime guarantee. 3 million happy customers like me for a limited time. Get 0% interest or save $500 on a complete Bath Fitter system. Start designing your bath today like I did at BathFitterDesign.com. There's only one Bath Fitter.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.